White House says 330 illegal immigrants arrested during LA riots will be deported. The White House said that more than 330 illegal immigrants were arrested for being involved in rioting in Los Angeles over the past several days and will now be deported from the United States. In a news conference on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said 113 of them had prior criminal convictions. She said that overall, 157 people have been arrested for assault and obstruction-related charges, and that includes illegal immigrants and American citizens. Earlier on Wednesday, the Department of Justice said two people were arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails at officers during the recent civil unrest in downtown Los Angeles, while the Department of Homeland Security and Leavitt accused one of them of attempted murder of an officer. The DOJ statement announcing the charges only said the person accused of attempted murder, identified by DHS as an illegal immigrant, faces charges of possession of an unregistered destructive device. The statement did not mention attempted murder. One of the men charged was identified as Emiliano Garduno Galvez, 23, a Mexican national, who allegedly threw a Molotov cocktail at an officer during a riot on Saturday, officials said. He was previously deported and has a criminal record, including convictions for driving under the influence and grand theft, DHS said. Aside from Galvez, Racky Quayag, 29, was arrested for allegedly throwing Molotov cocktails at officers during riots. Quayag's immigration status is unclear, and he was also charged with possession of an unregistered destructive device, the DOJ said. When protesting crosses the line into violence, the penalties will be severe, U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley said in a statement. Possessing a Molotov cocktail or another destructive device is punishable by up to 10 years in federal prison. He added that vile attacks, including ones against officers during the civil unrest, might have resulted in life-altering or life-ending injuries to police officers, sheriff's deputies, and innocent bystanders. Investigators are combing through FBI videos, body camera footage from law enforcement, and other evidence on social media, Asaley said in a news conference. Authorities expect to charge more people in the coming days and weeks. The charge of possession of an unregistered destructive device is punishable by up to 10 years in prison, Asaley said. In the news conference, Leavitt also suggested that agitators in Los Angeles are being funded by an unknown source and said it's a question that everyone in this room should be asking. Similar comments and questions regarding the funding of the protests and riots have been made by President Donald Trump in recent days. The comments come as Trump authorized the deployment of thousands of National Guard troops and 700 Marines to Los Angeles due to the rioting. The president has said the military deployment is needed because California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass have slow-walked their response. Newsom and California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a lawsuit on Tuesday, attempting to block Trump's military deployment, but a judge ruled against California and declined to issue a temporary restraining order against the federal government. Newsom has said Trump is engaging in federal overreach and that he didn't consult with him over deploying the National Guard. On Tuesday night, Los Angeles police enforced a downtown curfew, making arrests moments after it took effect, while deploying officers on horseback and using crowd control projectiles to break up a group of hundreds of demonstrators. Also on Wednesday, DHS revealed the names of 9 people arrested by immigration authorities in Los Angeles on Monday and Tuesday who had prior criminal convictions, including one for homicide and burglary, as well as others for drug trafficking and lewd conduct with a child. The Associated Press contributed to this report.